This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Hour 3, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And, okay, I will preface this next segment by saying that everything I will say is alleged. Okay, this particular individual I'm going to mention has not been convicted. He's not been to trial. These are just allegations, but I will give you all of the different things that have gone on up to this point. Most of you have probably read the story. I just thought it was worth highlighting. And the first thing, and I said this to Charlie, and he wasn't in here, but the first thing I thought of a moment ago is, in this particular situation, regardless of who's guilty or not, six kids will most likely be parentless. Their mom's dead, and because she's been poisoned to death, and who knows what will happen to their father. If the accusations turn out to be true, he will be in prison, and they will go into someone else's home, family member, foster care, whatever the case may be. And that, by the way, not only did someone lose their life, but we now have six kids that will be parentless, Andy. That's the worst part about this whole story. And when I read that, I just thought, you've got to be kidding me.
It's horrifying.
The story goes, a dentist here in town, James Craig, has been arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder in the death of his wife. Now, if this all turns out to be true, and he ends up being convicted, he will have to go down as being one of the stupidest killers on planet Earth, because supposedly it's been alleged that he poisoned his wife with some form of cyanide that he actually ordered from Amazon, and then another poison was ordered through his dental office.
Well, first of all, why can you order cyanide through Amazon?
Because it kills rats and other things. It's a common chemical that you can buy to do things with that,
okay,
that you need. It's not outlawed by any means.
Just odd. Cyanide. You'd say, I'd like some rat poison, not I would like some cyanide.
Well, he also, in his dental office, ordered another form of poison through his regular suppliers and gave them kind of a song and dance of, well, I need this for some experimental things I'm going to be doing here in the office, blah, blah, blah. And then again, supposedly, I don't know all of this to be true, but supposedly or allegedly, he made his wife protein shakes with this poison in it.
Oh.
And that's what has poisoned her. One last thing that happened is he also had supposedly met someone online, and the night that he took his wife to the hospital because she's being poisoned and dying, she's at the hospital, and the gal that he's met online actually meets him at his house while his wife is in the hospital. Again, allegedly. I don't know all of this to be true. This is the story that's out there now that's being told about this individual.
No, what you're saying is, if this is all true, this is how dumb this man is.
Correct.
Go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. If this really turns out to be true, and I'm laughing not at the situation, and I'm not even laughing, just sort of chuckling that anyone, if this turns out to be true, could be this dumb, Andy. Literally be this dumb.
Well, that's pretty major league dumb.
Because you would not, if you're trying to end someone's life in this manner, order on your own Amazon account and from one of your own business suppliers where all of this can be traced. Now, Charlie had his own theory that, well, what if he's been set up? What if somehow the wife was even involved? What if there were more? What if there's more things to this story than we know? The only thing that bothers me, if it's true, is the fact that this particular gentleman met someone online, and they've proven that because they grabbed his hard drive out of his office computer, and the police have released some statements along these lines. So if it's true that he met someone online and that person came to his house the night his wife's in the hospital, doesn't look real good for him, is my point.
No, it does not. And the what ifs are true. I mean, hey, we're open to that. It's early. We'll see.
That's true. We don't know. And I don't. And I'm not judge and jury. I've not listened to all of the evidence. Just there's been enough evidence. Not that that matters in this day and age because of what we talked about with Donald Trump in the first hour. But in this particular case, there's been enough evidence that he has been arrested.
All right.
And he was making his wife shakes before workouts. And she had been to the hospital more than once, by the way. Wasn't her first trip there. For headaches, dizziness, and things along those lines. Now, once they figured some of these things out, they had an arrest warrant, and then, of course, they went in and found all of these things where he had ordered potassium cyanide and so on. And he, again, it just if this is true, it doesn't look good for him because this guy's going to go to the big house for a while if this is true.
Yeah. If this is true... Then, I mean, talk about leaving an easy trail to your door.
And the other
my
thing,
goodness.
The other thing that's odd about this is the supplier that he had ordered this particular potassium cyanide from, quote unquote, this is their affidavit back to the police. James responded by stating he was a surgeon, which, by the way, he is not, performing a craniofacial reconstruction. James said he is using this chemical to check and see if it will help with the layering of alternative metals, said the affidavit. So that's the one where I'd have a hard time believing the wife was the one involved in all of this when he's the one on the phone to the supplier saying he's a surgeon doing facial reconstruction and he's going to use this to determine as he's layering these things on if it's going to work or not. I mean, that alone is almost like, you're doing what?
Look, bottom line is a lot of people are lying or he is very dumb and evil.
And again, I can't make a judgment call because it's alleged at this point. But to your point, Andy, if all of this turns out to be true, he's not real smart.
No. No.
And again, I know, strange, we've seen the whole, 48 hours and all the different shows on different people getting set up and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I'm not going to pass judgment until we know exactly what's happened. But we had a case up in the Frederick area. They've made a Netflix movie, I believe, out of it now. I can't remember the particular individual's name. I should have memorized that by now. But the person up in Frederick, the oil field worker where he killed his, what's his name, Charlie? Chris was his first name. I'll have to think of his last name in a moment. But, he killed his wife and kids, Chris Watts. We all know that story. And at first, we were like, how can anyone do this? Well, in that case, he did. And yes, he was found guilty. He's in prison as we speak. And bottom line, yes, he killed his wife and his kids. And in that particular case, he did things to his kids. I can't even repeat and talk about it because it's just gruesome and nasty. And
people should
never treat another human being that way. Awful. But people are sick, Andy. I don't know what else to say. They're just sick in the head, and these things should not happen.
It's horrifying, John. I mean, it's just horrifying. You wonder, my goodness, what kind of childhood or what upbringing, what on earth produces that, turns
know.
A person into that kind of a monster.
Well, and again, I'm not, please, everybody.
No, I was talking about the one that just mentioned,
Chris
where
Watt,
where it is confirmed.
That one, in this case, a woman has died of poisoning, so somewhere along the line, somebody did this to her.
Right.
Whether it's this gentleman or not, I don't know for sure. Either way, it's heinous, it should not happen. But here's the fact, folks. We're talking about two gruesome things that have happened. Neither one involved guns. Yet we have an entire political arena, the left, that wants to outlaw them because if you have one, you're liable to kill someone. Well, should we outlaw these things as well, Andy?
Well, yeah. According to them, yes. If you're going to extend their logic, yes, you should, which is nuts.
Just shows you that it's not the item that does the killing. It's the person.
It's the killer.
That does the killing. Exactly. It's the killer.
It's the killer who does the killing. I can't believe that in our modern day and age, we actually have to explain that to people.
I can't believe that either, Andy. And again, I didn't mean to tie that into the whole gun control thing, but it's always a reminder that people with or without guns, with or without instruments of mass destruction, quote unquote, Andy, whether it be knives, guns, rocks, whatever, they will figure out ways to kill others regardless.
Yeah.
Of whether they have a gun or a knife or anything along those lines.
Well, and John, just think about it for a second. I know we got to go to break.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you imagine, go back in time to the Old West, or forget the Old West, the Old East, you know, America 100 years ago.
Okay.
Okay. Imagine if you went back to that time and told people the problem was the presence of the guns.
Oh, geez.
And that's why people are getting killed.
They'd laugh at you.
It's the presence of guns, not the killers.
They'd laugh at you. Literally, you'd be laughed at, Andy.
I know.
Completely.
But think about how many things we now hold as near and dear and true. What if you told them, you know, little boys can choose to be girls 100 years ago?
Or girls can be boys.
Would it matter if they were liberal or conservative? They'd still look at you and just their jaw dropping open.
Agree.
Are you out of your mind?
Agree.
You take half of what our society is today and look at them. They would look at you and say, you are insane.
And they'd say, I'm glad I live now versus where you live.
Look at how our border is handled today.
I know.
If you told them 100 years ago, that's how we're going to handle the border, anybody who comes across will simply be escorted to the nearest city they want to live in.
Yep.
They would just look at you and just be like, you're insane.
You're correct. All right. We'll talk more about this. Don't go anywhere. Lines are open. 303-477-5600. Flesh and Beck is next. Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Anything you need from Kevin, give him a call. He is your legal eagle. 806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you have been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people hear evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one that's hurt, you have a good idea what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals, whom you don't know and weren't witnesses, to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, up next, it's Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Anything you need when it comes to your furnace or electric, give them a call, 720-526-0231.
Absolute technicians listen first. 1,300 Google reviews at 4.9 stars is proof that you can trust.
I'm Isaac. I'm the service manager here at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. At Absolute, we pride ourselves on advising as opposed to telling. We don't do any repairs without talking to the customer first. So we always want clients to know what's going on, understand what we're saying, and make an educated decision for what they would like to do in their home to their HVAC equipment. We always like to set the table for what the client can expect while we are in their home. So that makes the homeowner comfortable with who's in their home, and it also helps us to communicate what we're recommending and why we're recommending it. We pride ourselves on high-level communication.
Make sure you are heard. Work with professionals that listen. Schedule with Absolute Electrical Heating and Air now at 720-526-0231 or visit klzradio.com/absolute today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And also forgot to mention in that last little story bit that we were talking about, Andy, that the search end of his browser, which they retrieved, even though he had deleted that, they were able to retrieve that, also had lookups of give me a poison that won't leave a trace. Essentially, he did some sort of an internet search that way.
Well, certainly when you're poisoning rats, you want to make sure it doesn't leave a trace. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again, just the whole thing is just... And we had a couple callers that agreed, by the way, that anything could be used, you know, as a weapon. They're even looking in England and places like that of outlawing sharp knives, because who needs a sharp knife other than, like, a butcher? I mean, it's just some of this is
that
just
is
ridiculous.
Insane.
It really is. It's just ridiculous that we're going to that.
What are they going to do with knitting needles? Do you know how many...
Baseball bats, good one, Charlie. Yeah, good one.
Do you know how many sharp things there are? I mean, think about that for just a moment.
Great point. Yeah, no, that's a great point. Never really thought about it that way, but that's a great point.
They're insane. Shears. What about these scissors?
Scissors, shears. I mean, just go down through all the different sharp things that are out there. Yeah, there's tons.
Can you imagine having no scissors in your home? What about screwdrivers?
Thank you. That's a tool that could be used that way as well. You're exactly right.
I'm just trying to think. You know, hammers. Well, basically all tools you can kill with.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, I mean, you can go down the list of even power tools, things like that, saws. I mean, chainsaws. I can go down the list,
yeah.
Andy. I mean, you watch all the gore horror movies. You know more about this than I do.
Yeah, by the way, if you watch the gore horror movies, they should really outlaw everything.
Because everything could be used as a weapon, right?
Yes.
I mean, really, if we want to get down to it, it still comes back to the intent of the heart of the killer, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what this boils down to.
Absolutely.
So until we change that... You can outlaw everything and it won't matter, will it?
Do you think that this is... Obviously, the main reason is control. They want to control people and make it so people cannot defend themselves.
Of course.
You are disarming the law-abiding because the law-breaking will not follow the rules.
Let's make sure we add the other layer into it. It's also... On top of that, the original intent of the Second Amendment was to protect us from whom, Andy?
The government.
Thank you. If you disarm them, then what can government do? Run ripshod all over you, right?
They can go all Australia on your butt.
They can do anything they want
right. When
there's no repercussions. Exactly.
All you got to do is say Australia. Just look at what they did. They disarmed their people, and then look what they did to them in COVID.
Killed them in lockdown, Andy.
Oh, my gosh.
They still haven't recovered from that.
No.
Literally, they killed them.
Right.
So, yeah, when you disarm a country, and we've seen it over and over and over again through history, when you disarm a country, government can do whatever it wants to.
Yes.
So the Second Amendment, make sure we remind everybody of this, because the left, by the way, those of you that are on the left that listen, because I know you do, the Second Amendment, for those of you lefties that are out there listening, is not so I can protect myself against you. Even though I can use it that way. That's not what its intent was. It's intended... to protect me from a tyrannical government. That's what its intent is.
You know what, though, John? The intent, it has now grown. You know what the Second Amendment in modern America is for? It is to protect us against liberals. Liberals
True.
Do virtually, not all,
True.
But virtually all the killing is done by liberals. Okay? Cities, right? Virtually all the killing that's done. These are not young Republicans out there shooting. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Terrorist acts. How many of terrorist acts are committed by young Republicans?
Virtually none.
Virtually none. Okay. Virtually all killing is done by one side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what they're trying to do is make it harder and harder for us to arm ourselves to protect ourselves from the other side of the aisle,
mm-hmm.
which is doing the killing. It is terrifying to walk through many Democrat-run parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine walking through them completely unarmed.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Just saying.
Agree. No, you are spot on, Andy. And lots of text messages coming in. I'll answer those as I can here at the next break. But yeah, folks, it's the intent of the heart of the individual. And I've said this for years. I'll continue to say it. I've been saying this ever since I came on air all the way back in 2013, 10 years ago. I'll keep saying it. The way to fix this problem, Andy, is to fix the hearts of men and women. But when we devalue life like we continue to do and the left continues to do. When there's no value for life, what's there to protect, Andy?
Nothing.
When we're all just blobs and nobody matters and you can change from this to that and life just doesn't matter at the end of the day, why does any of this matter?
Look, abortion is all about eliminating life that's inconvenient.
Yep.
Okay? It is inconvenient to somebody. When you can decide whether or not somebody is a human life based on whether they are convenient, you have lowered the value of human life so far already. Now, I understand there are those who believe, well, it isn't human life yet until it reaches a certain level of development. I disagree with them, but okay, fair enough. At least I can understand that. But for the most part, the reason you have an abortion is because it's not a good time for you to have a child. You don't want to have a kid. And by the way, that's the guy and the girl wanting that abortion.
Yep.
Okay. When you created a society like this, John, or when if somebody kills in a theater city and they are of a certain race, they're out on the streets again in a couple of years. What have you done? You've devalued human life.
That's right. That's exactly right. No, 100%. Let's do this. Joe, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And the MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
High Five Plumbing is next, folks. 877-WE-HIGH-5. Don't forget, they've got a great deal right now on water heaters, and that is 877-WE-HIGH-5.
You think it's just a little bit of hair clogging your drain, but when you clean it out yourself, that doesn't solve the issue. Whether you're facing slow drainage, a complete clog, or trouble with backflow, High Five Plumbing will do a full inspection of the problem and help you understand how you can be proactive in the future. Anytime your plumbing won't drain, it could be hair, but it could also be tree roots, cracked pipes, or a buildup of quote-unquote flushable products. Whatever the case may be, when you aren't sure what is causing the clog, you need to call a professional. Call the plumbers that educate you at High Five Plumbing so you can prevent the same problem from happening again. For a limited time only, KLZ listeners get $200 off a tanked water heater or $500 off a tankless water heater provided by High Five Plumbing. Call now at 877-WE-HIGH-5. That's 877-934-4445. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, Premier Home Remodels is next. And again, don't get caught in some weird trend that may actually devalue your home down the road. They can help with all of that. 720-619-8773.
The remodeling industry doesn't have the greatest reputation, with half-completed jobs and contractors gouging you for more of your money. Premier Home Remodels wants to flip that concept on its head by going above and beyond to meet your remodeling needs. The team is customer-focused with fair, transparent pricing put in place from the start. Their custom and semi-custom remodeling services can change the footprint of your bathroom, basement, and kitchen in the Denver metro area. Make a safe investment with the trusted team of problem solvers at Premier Home Remodels. Where other companies fall short, they will go the extra mile to bring the results you have dreamed of. And they take it a positive step further. Premier takes an analytical to emotional approach when working with their clients' budget and have financing options available. Call Premier today to work with the team that wants what is right for your home. Go to PremierHomeRemodels.com now. That's PremierHomeRemodels.com.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado. Again, anything you need when it comes to your roof, give Dave a call today. Replacement or repair or extend the life of 303-710-6916.
You need a roof that is going to keep you and yours protected from the Colorado elements this winter. But having a reliable, functioning roof doesn't mean you should have to compromise your bank account. Here at Roof Savers Colorado, we try to save every client from the expense of a costly replacement with a rejuvenation treatment. This 100% plant-based product gives you new roof performance without new roof costs. But sometimes a replacement is absolutely necessary. With over 20 plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your family. For any roofs that do not qualify for the treatment, we work with your insurance so you can get the replacement you need. Contact Dave Hart, owner of Roof Savers Colorado, today, and he will inspect your roof to see if it qualifies for the treatment. Call 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916, or go to roofsaversco.com today to ensure your family is protected.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back. Myself, Andy Pate, and Joe from Jersey. What's going on, Joe?
John, on the topic of the Second Amendment, I've written extensively. I've done some op-ed pieces, and some of the myths and falsehoods being pushed by our politicians, including our president, are just absurd. Biden said the Second Amendment wasn't ever intended for people to own cannons. Well, guess what? Right. If you owned a ship, you know, you were in the shipping business, you owned a cannon, and it was understood that people, you know, did and were legally able to own cannons. So, number one, when Biden says it was never intended for you to own cannons,
he's
he was wrong.
Correct.
You know, we
got to
bring that back, by the way. I'm just saying.
Oh, I love cannons, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, there's actually, you can still own a cannon. You have to pay a fee, but there's actually clubs, cannon clubs, where actually some businesses where they manufacture, you know, modern cannons. They look like the old ones, but there's actually, you know, they have cannon chutes and everything else. You can absolutely own a cannon. The second thing is, well, weapons of war. Well, they say, well, the AR-15 is a weapon of war. Well, of course, we all know it's never issued to any. No, but they think it is
because it bears resemblance to an M16, but they are two completely different weapons, as you know, Joe.
Right, but let's take that. Okay, it is closely related. Well, if you want to use closely related as the definition of weapon of war, guess what? Every gun sold in this country in the past 150 years is closely related to a weapon of war.
Joe, a 1911 is a weapon of war.
Right.
You know, an original, back in the day, Browning 1911 is a weapon of war. That's what we used.
I own a 1911.
Yeah, that's what we used.
9mm Beretta pistol. A musket, a single-shot musket, is a weapon of war.
Correct.
A bolt-action rifle, weapon of war. Lever-action rifle, U.S. cavalry, weapon of war.
Right.
Pump-action shotgun, weapon of war. John, there's not a single gun that you can name that has not been used, either exactly used or very close.
Or a variation of, exactly.
Variation.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Used by so every single gun sold in this country in the past 50 years is either a weapon of war or has been used as a weapon or is a direct descendant of a weapon of war. So what makes the AR-15 any different from any of the other guns in this country?
It doesn't. And our founding fathers knew that. The other thing, too, that the liberals out there listening don't know, and even some conservatives don't know, we as a country back in the day, you know, fighting the Revolutionary War, part of the reason why we were able to win that is not only by, I believe, God's grace, but we had superior firepower, Joe. And for those of you that don't know this, we had rifled barrels back in that day when the Englishmen that were coming over did not have those. And by the way, there were a lot of private citizens at that time that actually had rifled barrels as well. So yes, we as citizenry owned the exact same thing. We owned things that were better than what King George had himself, Joe.
Right. And one more thing, Biden and liberals say, come on, what's your AR-15 going to do against an F-16? Well, let me say this about that. Now, as you point out, John, the purpose of the Second Amendment is to be able to overthrow a tyrant. So look at it this way. In the event of an attempted overthrow of our constitutional republic by a tyrant who had the desire to become a dictator, one would have to assume that the majority of our military personnel would honor their oaths of office to defend not the tyrant, but the Constitution and their general orders, which compel them to only follow lawful orders.
Lawful orders. Lawful laws. That's right. Lawful orders, lawful laws. That's right.
And I believe the majority of our military personnel would desert rather rather than participate in the unlawful use of military force against the citizens of this country. Now, that would leave any want-to-be dictator with only a small group of sycophant generals and followers, not the entire might of the U.S. military. Second, one would hope that those soldiers who deserted, along with local National Guard reservists, would commandeer stockpiles of military equipment, including tanks, stored at local National Guard armories, and join the fight against the tyrant and his band of supporters. And finally, if you think that tanks and jets can quickly crush a rebellion and hold territory, then why were we still fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan after 10 years? Tanks and airplanes can destroy enemy fortifications and clear a path for ground troops, but they cannot hold and control territory. That requires ground troops.
Most modern one that's still going on as we speak, Ukraine and Russia. Why is that not over if what you just said were true?
Right, and that must be done by ground troops on a building-by-building, block-by-block basis. Good luck doing that if a large part of the citizens have
guns. Armed, that's right.
Right. And do you honestly think that Maduro in Venezuela or Kim Jong-un in North Korea would still be in power if their citizens had guns?
Nope, they would not be. In fact, it's well known, Joe, that there's
Wouldn't be breathing.
No, they would not. It's very well known, too, Joe, that, and you know this, that there's other dictators around the world that have said publicly that if the U.S. didn't have some 300 and whatever million guns on hand, that this country would have been taken over a long, long time ago. Bottom line, every other leader in the world knows that.
Right, and here's my quote of the day. One man with a gun can control 100 without one. You know who said that?
No.
Vladimir Lenin, does that name ring a bell?
There you go. Yeah, makes sense.
One man with a gun can control 100 without one.
So, and actually, probably could even go farther than that. It's probably even a larger number than that if you want to get down to it. I mean, that's an easy thing for folks to for remember, and it's a nice speech, but bottom line is even larger than that.
Right, but that's a sentiment, the leverage. You know, it's a force multiplier. You know, so, I mean, you could have five shoulders control a crowd of 1,000 people, easily. So.
Yep.
Anyway, so...
We've seen that all through history, Joe. That's exactly... I mean, how do you think the Germans were able to do the things they did to millions and millions of Jews and Poles and other folks that they thought were not worthy of living, Joe? How do you think they did that?
Yeah,
it wasn't
German
because
army,
there was millions of Germans doing it.
Yeah, I think there were 2 million German soldiers killed 6 million Jews.
Yeah.
So the Jews had a 3-to-1 advantage over the German army, they weren't armed. So
that was one of the first things Hitler did, was disarm them. We all know that. I mean, anybody that's watched Schindler's List have seen the Jews show up and turn in their weapons when told to, and it was the worst mistake they ever made.
Yep. And again, the atrocities that followed couldn't have been happened.
The only way you can do that to people and beat them down is when you disarm them.
You know what really surprises me? Sorry, but Liam Neeson, a big anti-gun nut.
Yeah, starred in that movie.
And he starred in that movie where they took the guns from the Jews and then wiped them out.
Yeah, he played the part. Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yeah, a good point, Andy.
But it saddens me to see, the leader of the president of our country either knowingly lying or being that ignorant, saying that the Second Amendment was never intended to allow citizens to have cannons. I mean, that's one of the most ignorant statements I've ever heard.
Didn't Biden just refer to it as for recreation? Like he said that you don't need this kind of gun for recreational use. He actually said that.
No, Joe, actually, you know what, Joe? If I was standing next to him, I'd say, you know what, Joe? I agree with you. What I need this for is to protect myself from the likes of you and your establishment.
Yes.
That would be my answer.
And that would be the correct answer, John. It would be the correct answer. It's to keep people like you and the people who follow you in check.
Yep.
Because, by the way, and somebody said it correctly, that all the enforcement of all the other amendments are dependent upon the second.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I've always said, we lose that, you lose them all. You're done.
You lose them all. I mean, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. You lose this. The only thing that's standing in the way of all of those being abolished by a tyrant is the second.
Yep, that's exactly right, Joe. 100%.
All right, guys, that's all I got to
I appreciate
today.
It. No, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, have a nice long segment before we get things tidied up. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith, who, you know, don't forget, Al will be on from 2 to 2:30 tomorrow and would love to help you with all of your financial planning. So give him a call today and find out what he can do for you. 303-744-1128.
Maximize the full potential of your nest egg. Discover what a meaningful retirement means to you with a fresh look at your retirement plan from Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Al will help you explore what's important to you in retirement. By understanding what you're going to spend your time doing, Al can create a projection of where your finances are now and where they need to be. Establish your priorities for retirement that feels purposeful to you. By tailoring your plan to accommodate what matters most to you, have confidence in the longevity of your nest egg now with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. That way, when you finally crack your nest egg open, you can use it to lead to the fulfilling retirement you choose. Call now at 303-744-1128, 303-744-1128, or visit klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered advisor.
K&R Home Transitions, two realtors for the price of one. Call them today, 720-437-8210.
When listing your home for sale, remember, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And with that first impression, you want your home positioned in such a way that it will command top dollar. Kat and Robin get it. They understand that a top dollar, wow, reaction from a potential buyer includes making sure your home is decluttered, squeaky clean, staged well, and that all major systems are in good working order. They have the service partners, the knowledge, and the know-how to get it done for you. And once your home is truly ready to be shown to buyers, Kat and Robin's immersive marketing presentation of professional photos, drone footage, narrated videos, professionally designed marketing brochures, and social media will all work together to tell your home's story over multiple platforms to many audiences. List your home the right way, sell it fast and for top dollar, and do not leave money on the table. Call Catherine and Robin today at 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210. Or fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/home. K&R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
All right, I talked about Chess, Colorado Heritage Education School System in the second hour, by the way. Again, you can find them. Just go to coloradoheritage.org.
Give your kids the education and experience that honors God and that is good for your children. Colorado Heritage Education School System, or CHESS, comes alongside homeschooling families, helping them to provide a Christian conservative educational experience. They are an independent school as well as a brick-and-mortar school. CHESS offers a variety of extracurriculars in the arts with choirs for ages K through 12, ensembles, drama classes, and art classes. They offer fun activities like a drama dinner theater and high school hangouts for the students, so there are plenty of opportunities. Open your eyes to the woke agenda being pushed in public schools and even private schools. Take back control of your child's education with CHESS. This is the right education for you and your family. You can homeschool, and with CHESS, you can pick your child's personalized Christian education. With over 40 classes to choose from, CHESS has been helping Colorado families homeschool for over 30 years, and they can help you too. Go to coloradoheritage.org to schedule a meeting with the principal today. That's coloradoheritage.org.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. And Charlie, right before the show, sent me an article that I thought we'd cover. We got a few minutes here. Gen Zers, which are folks born from 97 to 2012. So essentially folks in their early to late 20s, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Right? 2012 would make them 21.
11.
Or 11. Sorry, they're 11. They're 11 to 97 makes them
youngsters.
Late 20s.
We're talking youngsters.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
the ones that are in the workforce now are polyworking because holding down just one job doesn't pay enough or give them flexibility they want. Charlie said in this article, I have not read all of it because I didn't have time yet, so just kind of scanning through it, 47% of those working in that age group have three jobs.
Three jobs?
And they do it because...
How do you juggle that?
I guess they do it because they want the flexibility versus the higher income of having one steady job. Yeah, they're all part-time.
Well, obviously, but I mean, you're having to balance the schedules of the three different places.
Yes, and now we've got laws in Colorado where they're trying to limit what a employer can do with those schedules, by the way. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
So we have a law that they're trying to pass right now that would limit employers' ability to make, you know, quote-unquote, last-minute changes. Part of that is because of what we're talking about here. They want that flexibility.
Wow.
The Gen Zers want that flexibility. I mean,
what about
an
employer who, by the very nature of their job, your higher availability is very, very big for them?
Great.
And they pay you better for it.
That's a great question, Andy. Great question.
Because, let's face it, if you've got somebody who's available at a moment's notice, they're more valuable to you and you want to pay them more.
Right. Right. So this is talking about how, again, 47%, 46%, I think, are juggling at least three jobs. And again, these can be everything from, you know, they've got a gig job, you know, Andy, where they're driving for Uber, or they play in a band, or they do this, or they do that. But they're basically working two or three different jobs because they want the flexibility versus that stay, you know, that stable long-term job that might pay more but requires them to be there on a consistent basis.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. I would not want to do this, but hey, whatever.
You know what, though? There is something industrious about being willing to juggle three jobs.
I'll give them kudos for that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
I'm more than happy to give an attaboy where deserved. David, you're next. Go ahead.
John, this might be off of topic, but I was just talking with Charlie. When it comes to the competition between Trump and DeSantis, DeSantis is leaving himself wide open by all of the people that are backing him from the swamp. Paul Ryan, everybody that is just part of the Republican swamp and liberal swamp. And also, I was just telling Charlie, I heard on another show, that I don't know how valid is just what you were mentioning about these other falsities about China-owned companies. I heard that one of his major bundlers is a bundler that worked for Obama.
Well, first of all, I don't know about that, but I do know that bundlers sometimes are rather party non-specific. They simply do bundling, okay? And this is something they do. Others are very much activists, so I'm not sure. I don't know anything about that story. I will say this. Number one, none of those... You're right. There are rhinos who support him just because he's not Trump.
Not Trump, right.
Okay, and I get that. And
I think they're not really... I've got time here. I think what they're really not paying attention to, David, though, and Andy, you know, you can tell me whether you agree or not. They're discounting... they're discounting DeSantis's same disdain for them that Trump has.
Right. Well, they're discounting the fact that DeSantis holds so many of the same views as Trump.
When it comes to them.
But some of them, look, some of them, David, are simply people who, they're still Republicans, they're on the left wing of the Republican Party, but they want the party to win and they believe he can. Here's the big key. None of their support is moving any of his beliefs. One inch.
No, he hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, not one inch. And you can't fault a guy if, I mean, look at it this way. Doesn't that mean he's uniting the party? If there are people from obviously the opposite wing of the party from him, because his views are not rhino at all, okay, wouldn't you simply be able to say, well, geez, he apparently appeals to all wings of the party?
Well, I understand and agree and acknowledge everything you both have said, but when you get into the throes of the, you know, hardcore Republicans out there looking to switch their vote based on what happens between now and the primaries in 2024, any of this information. And granted, Trump has his own money. And, you know, obviously DeSantis needs the money. But when you're getting into a back-and-forth campaign and Trump can play this to his favor of saying, you're just electing another Jeb Bush or another Rhino Republican because look at all the people that are backing him that are anti-established, anti-conservative Republicans. It's going to be an interesting fight, but I thought it was one of those cases where when you start talking about everything being tried in the public, little edge here, little edge there means a lot.
You know, David, I don't believe that that line of reasoning is going to play with anyone except those who are already hardcore Trump supporters. I don't know that that's really going to expand Trump's base at all in the party, the paranoia of those who are supporting DeSantis. I think the rest, those who are not part of the Trump hardcore base now, are going to look at DeSantis and say, okay, granted, that's a good question. That does raise questions and doubts because we don't like, you know, the Paul Ryans. I know I don't like the Romneys and Ryans.
Right.
But I want to look through. Those people, because they're open-minded, are going to look and say, have they affected his views? And that's where they'll not see any answers, but no.
Yep. Time will tell.
Yeah, no, time will tell. But and thanks, David. But yeah, if you
it's
look,
a legitimate concern.
It, you know, it is. But if you look, you know, my answer back would be, especially if I was DeSantis, would be, look how I've run Florida. Tell me any of those individuals have had any influence upon what I've done in Florida when it comes to anything from job creation to COVID to immigration to you name it. Tell me how any of that has had any bearing upon how I've governed.
Perfectly put. That's where the argument dies. And the only people at that point who are going to carry that flag are the hardcore Trumpers anyway.
Yeah, and the question's going to be, we've got a couple of minutes here to discuss this. The question will be when the primary happens and if DeSantis and Trump will be running in the primary, if DeSantis ends up beating Trump in the primary, which if those two run against each other, I believe you know wholeheartedly that DeSantis will. The question becomes, will those hardcore Trumpers that just lost, will they back DeSantis, or will they be like Coloradans when it comes to Joe O'Day?
I don't know, because obviously DeSantis is well to the right of Joe O'Day. So first of all, that's kind of hard to do. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how Trump treats it. Okay, because I know Trump was very upset when Ted Cruz, rather than saying vote for Trump, said vote your conscience, which was very upsetting to Trump voters. Mm-hmm. And so I think a lot of Republicans are going to be looking at the Trump voters and saying, look at how upset you were when establishment types abandoned your candidates. And, you know, people like you and me attack them for abandoning these mm-hmm. candidates, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to do the same? Now, I believe some will, but how many? I don't think many.
The biggest concern I've got, and I'll just lay it out there, and I've said this before, I'll continue to say this. My biggest concern with Trump is, we go all the way through this, gets through the primary, loses the primary. What does Trump do next? Does he end up, you know, splitting votes by having him, you know, run as a third party? You know, will he do something along those lines? I hope not, Andy. I hope not. My biggest fear with Trump is his ego.
Here is what I'm going to predict. I'm going to predict that the RNC requests a pledge from these candidates, okay, that they will back the eventual winner. Mm. And they're going to request that right up front. And it's even being discussed that they will say, either you do that or you're not in the debates.
Mm.
Which, by the way, I'm fine with.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Yeah, in fact, I think that's a good question. Because really, that needs to start happening even on a state level. Dave Williams,
yes,
if you're listening, you need to be doing that here in Colorado.
Yeah.
That needs to start happening across the board, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, because what Hank did in this last one
was a killer.
Was despicable.
It was a killer. Yeah, it was ridiculous, Andy. Shouldn't be happening.
If you're not going to back this team against that communist sludge on the other side, then you don't belong here.
Right.
You shouldn't even be competing for our votes.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. So, Dave, if you're listening, that needs to be something that our GOP here starts doing as well. And whether you like the winner or not, if you don't even like the way the winner got on, you know, ended up winning the primary. Maybe they petitioned on and they won the vote and they won it that way. Whatever.
Yeah.
They're the winner with the R next to their name. Done. And really quick, Dave, also if you're listening, every county chair should be agreeing to this as well.
Yes.
So we don't have the same thing that happened in your county, El Paso, happen again.
Right. Absolutely.
Saying it as it is,
every
folks.
County chair, you must back the GOP candidates 100%. Period.
Yeah, if I was Dave, that's what I'd be doing right now. I don't know if he's working on that or not, but that's what I'd be doing.
I'll bet he's not.
Well,
I
would
be. No offense to him.
Yeah, well, Dave, if you're listening, that's what you should be doing right now. So, all right, Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. Again, we got a little rougher weather coming in. It'll be a little cooler through the weekend as well. Whatever you need for your vehicle, they're there for you. There's 20-plus service bays to take care of you. 303-841-1071.
Winter is brutally hard on your vehicle. Extreme driving conditions happen every winter, and from maintenance to emergency repairs, you need a shop that you can count on. Colorado winters are hard on all the components of your car, especially with the fluctuating temperatures. So you want an expert diagnosing your vehicle. Extreme Auto has 6 master mechanics, all dedicated to properly evaluating any issues and getting your vehicle repaired correctly, quickly, and without anything you do not need. They also offer their customers both towing services and free loaner options, so you always have a vehicle to use and a way to get around. Whether you need regular maintenance or have an urgent need, you can trust Extreme Auto to get you back on the road. For the right maintenance and repairs to prevent serious issues with your vehicle, call Extreme Auto Repair this winter for service that you can rely on at klzradio.com/extreme. Set up an appointment today. Call 303-841-1071. 303-841-1071.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, to preface tomorrow, which this was Charlie's idea, which he advised me last week to do, which Steve House, who is a former GOP chair here in Colorado, agreed, by the way, to come on air tomorrow with us at 5 o'clock and really just talk about that position, what's involved, you know, what do you have to do, what sort of attacks come your way, you know, you name it, all of that, and really to get some strategy from Steve on what that position involves.
Please have him also describe how that position does not have certain powers. They can't dictate what candidates you get.
Okay, good point, Andy.
They don't, and they can't recruit candidates.
I will add that right now. So what are they limited to?
Basically, okay. They're there to serve whoever you choose.
Okay. I'm typing this out as we speak. That's a good one, by the way. And by the way, speaking of what Andy just did, if you guys have questions, much like we do with him and Dr. Kelly on Thursdays, if you've got a question for Steve specifically when it comes to how the GOP is run and how things work and so on, some of the mechanics of, please text me and I'll ask that of him tomorrow, 307-200-8222. So thank you, Andy. That's perfect. Appreciate that very much.
Thanks for having him on. I think he's the best one we've had in a while.
It'll be awesome. So we'll have a good time tomorrow. So enjoy your night, guys. And enjoy your evening. The sun's still shining, so have fun. It's going to be a little cooler as we go through the rest of the week, so enjoy. We'll be back tomorrow, though. Same time, same place. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.